Tim Allen.
N person.
Larry.
Non N person.
Larry, yes, it's about the N bomb, Larry.
How about this new thing on the N word? Yes. Everybody's now against the N word.
It's a new phenomenon. Everybody all of a sudden is against it. Larry, that was very inappropriate.
You feel it was inappropriate?
Yes.
I didn't mean to be inappropriate. I just thought it was a logical question.
Totally inappropriate. So, Tim Allen, you know, Tool Time. Sure, Tim Allen. Sure. Tim Allen. Barely hanging on to a career he is. I think probably most of his money comes from the Toy Story movies, right?
He's Buzz Lightyear.
Right. He was Tool Time guy. He was Buzz Lightyear.
I'm sure he has Home Improvement money.
And then he has a stack of movies that were awful. Like, did you see
Santa Claus?
Oh, the Santa Claus 1, 2, 3. Did you see the awful one with Kirstie Alley where they move and pretend that they're Amish?
For richer or poorer.
That's a bad one.
It's pretty bad, yes.
There's another bad. Now, I don't know why I've seen all these bad Tim Allen movies. I don't even know how we go. Oh, that's right. N-Bomb and Tim Allen. The one with, I think it might be with Jim Belushi. I'm not sure, where he... He's a guy that gets his ass kicked every day at work, and he has to go to a personal trainer to have him teach him how to fight back.
Oh, dude.
You really saw that?
Yes. I could take a quiz about the plot. I don't know the name of the stupid movie. Here's another one.
Joe Somebody is the name of
That's
the movie.
That's it. Christmas with the Cranks. That's another awful Tim Allen movie that I've seen.
Chill. How about Jungle to Jungle?
Oh, dude, that's an awful one.
Oh, God, he sucks.
That's well, a
Tim
very
Allen
bad
stinks.
All of that equals $80 million.
No way.
No, you're right. It's the Toy Story money. But $80 million is what his net is. That's
all right, so here's what Tim Allen. Here's why Tim Allen is on the list today. Right. During a newspaper interview, Tim Allen used the N-bomb quite a few times.
We don't
my
like that
man,
word here.
My man. Yes, he was trying to make a point to take the power of the word away. Now, I think on behalf of all people that have tried to discuss the N-bomb before, I think all people, black, white, no matter your color, your race, I think we're all agreed. The one person that we want discussing this is Tim Allen.
Exactly.
N-word expert Tim Allen. He thinks it's worse to use the phrase N-bomb, N-word, than it is to use the actual word. And then when he got called on it, he says, if I offended anybody, it wasn't my intent. So here's what it is. He's doing an interview with the Tampa Bay Times.
Okay.
And Tim Allen, just drops the N-bomb 5 or 6 times. I've not seen the interview, so I've not read a transcript. I'm just reading the highlight here. He even says, again, his quote is, the N-word is more offensive than the actual word. His quote is, you want to take the power away from that word so no one's offended by it. If I have no intent, if I show no intent, if I clearly am not a racist, then how can the N-word be bad coming out of my mouth? There's more.
Okay.
If I do a movie with Martin Lawrence, and boy, I hope that's a project that's coming to my theater soon. If I do a movie with Martin Lawrence, and pretty soon they're referring to me, hey, my N-word is up. So, I'm the N-word if I'm around you guys, but 7 feet away, if I say the N-word, it's not right. Well, let me just say, generally speaking, Tim Allen, on behalf of all white people, that is correct. That is like the acceptable parameter for the N-bomb.
Yes, we are not allowed to say it.
Now, here's another quote
the way it goes.
From Tim Allen. It's very confusing to the European mind how that works. Now, I did not know that Tim Allen had a European mind.
Yeah, don't try to get all smart with us.
It's very confusing to the European mind how that works.
That's right.
Especially if I've grown up or evolved or whatever. It literally was growing up in Colorado with Hispanics and Angelos. That's all I remember. Tim is also bothered by the fact that he can't use the N-bomb in his comedy act. I didn't know he still had a comedy act. I would love to see him pull a Kramer. I would love to see him pull a Michael Richards. Come out on stage and try this new philosophy you've got.
Dude.
Let's see how that works out for you, Tim. Because, see, here's the thing, dude. Oh, and then he made the statement, if I offended anyone, it wasn't my intention. On some level, I agree with what Tim Allen is saying. He's just the wrong person to be saying it. If you take the power of the word away, like any word, like the discussion I've had many times about language on this show, you know, if we lived in a world where the word F was replaced with salad, I would probably be fined all the time for telling people to go salad themselves, you know. And I would hate eating eating a big plate of F.
Salad off.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
It doesn't flow that well.
It's just words, though, man.
But I get what you're saying.
It's just words, and I even understand what Tim Allen is saying.
Yes, but he is the wrong. You're right. He is the wrong guy.
You shouldn't be a white has-been actor doing an interview with the Tampa Bay newspaper, and you drop the N-bomb seven or eight times just to show that the word doesn't have a lot of validity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No,
and P.S., when's that movie with Martin Lawrence coming out? And don't forget about Wild Hogs. You're right, Texter. Wild Hogs with, and I think, oh my God, why do I know so much about these movies? That was with John Travolta and William H. Macy.
And they were the motorcycle cats, right?
Yes, they were.
And that was with Martin Lawrence.
Oh, he was in that?
Yes.
Oh, was
Martin Lawrence
okay.
was in Wild Hogs. It was Travolta, Martin Lawrence, Tim Allen, and A Wade.
Isn't that kind of what got Dr. Laura in trouble? Isn't that kind of what threw
a wild
her off,
hog?
Threw her off the deep end? Now, she had the wild hog between
yes,
her legs.
Yes, she did.
Have you ever, Drew, have you ever, Googled, have you ever Googled the naked pictures of Dr. Laura Schlesinger?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, take a look at the bird's nest that she's got going down there by the most beautiful area that God ever created. Look what she's doing there. And this was around the time that Dr. Laura was still on the radio and was lecturing people about morality and stuff.
That looks like Pittman's sandwich from earlier.
So she would lecture people about how to live their lives, and then someone says, how can you do this, Dr. Laura? Look at these photos. Now, she lived through that scandal. I remember the scandal at the very end where she was insistent upon saying the N-bomb. She was insistent upon saying it just to show that she could say it.
Yes, but, you know, you can't be a white person and try to take the power away. It's not going to work in this society.
Those are not exactly the Adam and the Eve of getting rid of the N-bomb is Dr. Laura Schlesinger and Tim Allen.
I know. I don't really pick one white person
but that's what,
right now who you think could take the power away from that word. Who's got enough clout? Clinton?
Keith Brooks. Either Keith or Dave. No, you know what? You're probably right about that, dude. It'll probably be Bill Clinton. Because who's going to listen to some idiot? Like, I'm thinking like Bono. No one's going to listen to Bono about that. If it's got to be a white person that's going to speak about this issue. You know, Drew, that's outstanding because Bill Clinton is really our first African-American president. Yes. I mean, he's blacker than Barack Obama. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely agree.
But a white person will never be able to take the meaning away from that word. Morgan Freeman said it best. You have these young hip-hop artists who don't even understand where the word comes from, celebrating it.
How could it be you're speaking of Morgan Freeman without dropping that's your Morgan
super,
Freeman?
That's a super question. This is Morgan Freeman.
I like it when Joe has to get a running start on it. Like he has to back up and do the whole, this is Morgan Freeman.
This is Morgan Freeman.
Just to get that tone right, boy. Yes, yeah,
Frank
good.
Caliendo did a video of me yesterday.
Did you see that Vine Frank Caliendo posted?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
It was funny.
No, it was great. Yeah, he did a Morgan Freeman Vine going to the refrigerator and realizing he didn't have to have milk for his cereal.
See, here's a text on, can't Eminem say the word? No, he cannot. Eminem, no.
Too white.
No.
And too white.
I don't think Eminem's ever said it.
No, but he's admitted. That's one word, even though he had, you know, he hung out with 50 and all. I forget the group that he discovered.
D12.
He refused to use that word because he says it just is a word
I
cannot
use. I just thought of someone great, and sadly, she's off the list now.
Who?
Paula Deen. She would have been, up until a month ago, she would have been a perfect person to tell whites why the N-bomb is bad. But then everything went bad with Paula Deen.
No.
So now she's off the list, too.
Well, you can't tell your maid to dress up like Aunt Jemima and then try to get people to understand.
And listen, texters, excuse me. There's no way it would be George Bush Sr. or Jr. Get out. And Johnny Depp, shut up with your Johnny Depp, please.
Leonardo DiCaprio did a pretty good job in Django.
Yeah, but the question is not who can say the N-bomb. The question is who could speak specifically to white Americans, and I take it back, white and black Americans, about this nonsense with the N-bomb like Tim Allen is
and
trying
take
to.
Take all the power and the hurt away from it. So
no one.
It's Clinton. It's the only guy who's the
there's
closest.
There's no white guy who could do it. The only person who could do it would be somebody who's respected. Like,
I agree with Drew. I think Clinton is the only white person that could possibly do
but
it.
But how is he going to do it? Going to stay?
And maybe Daryl Hall.
Well, of course, Daryl Hall. That's a great call.
He's so soulful.
Get out of here, dude.
And maybe Bruno Mars. Now I'm just thinking
isn't he black?
Well, he's not.
Or is he?
That's a question.
Exactly. That's the question I have for the panel today.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gathered
what
in this
color
room,
is Bruno Mars?
In this room right now. texters, I love Mel Brooks, but I don't think I want Mel Brooks. I don't think Mel Brooks is qualified either.
But doesn't he have a bit that he uses?
Yeah, listen, this is the problem, that the timeline has kind of passed Mel Brooks.
Well, like,
I mean, there's got to be the next generation of Mel Brooks.
Watch a movie like Blazing Saddles. Do you think that that movie would be able to fly today?
No, absolutely not, right. Dude. No way.
You know,
that is a brilliant movie.
I think Mel Brooks is a good call, but you're right. He's too old. A guy like Louis C.K. who has everyone's attention.
There you go.
I bet you he could get away with it.
You know what? I put him second on the list.
I bet you he could.
So he would be the vice president of the N-bomb?
Yes, he would be the vice president
of the N-bomb.
Yeah. No, texters. Out cabinet post.
Texters, not Jackie Chan, not Steven Tyler, and not Wayne Brady.
It has to be a white guy if we're going to pick, if you're going to have.
It's got to be a white guy because the whole reason that Tim Allen's message didn't go through is because he's the wrong white guy to give America that message.
Right.
What if it was a white girl and she was just smoking hot and we didn't care what came out of
like
her.
Amanda Bynes?
That's interesting. Amanda Bynes. What a wreck. What a wreck she is.
Someone writes Abe Vigoda. No, it's got to be someone timely, like today's headlines, like Ryan Seacrest.
This is American Idol, my N-words.
What's up, Norwegians?
America has voted, and we're not down with the N-bomb. We're not down with it. And P.S., that was a cyst on Nick Cannon's face. That's a follow-up, speaking about reality shows. For those like me that watch America's Got Talent.
What are you talking about?
He had this thing on the side of his face last week.
Yeah.
My wife says he comes out on stage and she says, oh my God, Nick Cannon's got a cyst on his face. I said, that's a zit. I'm surprised he didn't cover it up.
Oh, I see it now.
Well, as it turns out, this thing was gigantic. This thing had a life of its own.
Oh, you know what? We saw a video of him walking through the airport and he had that bandage
right.
on his
Nick
face.
Nick Cannon got up on stage like, hey, welcome to America's Got Talent. And then the thing goes,
how you doing? Hey, it's me. It's the gigantic cyst right here on Nick's face. I've seen Mariah naked. Oh, would it be? Hello there. This and the cyst. Howie Mandel's fist bump.
That was the sound of Nick Cannon's cyst giving a fist bump to Howie Mandel because he's germphobic, don't you know?
A lot of texts coming in, Don.
And they're all retarded.
Lisa Lampanelli, no.
I love Lisa Lampanelli.
But she uses it in her act.
No way. But again, she's not the person to deliver the message to America. Simon Cowell, I don't think so.
A.C. Slater, no.
No, Mario Lopez.
Not at all.
No. Justin Bieber? Get out.
He would be killed.
Get out.
He would be killed. Can you imagine him running around in that Ferrari screaming the N-word?
He
would
be
killed in L.A.
He would be a perfect person to do that scene from the Die Hard movies. With the sandwich board? Yeah, make him go out with the sandwich board. Mm-hmm. Dear Don, what about Justin Timberlake? Well, I'll give you this. Mm-hmm. He is dreamy and talented. Mm-hmm. He is. And he seems to appeal to just about everybody. But you know what? No, because he doesn't have the appeal of Clinton. He doesn't.
I think Bill's the winner.
I think so. Someone else writes, what about George Zimmerman?
what
about Bill Belichick?
That's
perfect. That's what we want. Bill Belichick standing up there telling us about the N-bomb in America. And my God, are we getting all kinds of response on the tax line from you people about who you think should be the person to set everybody straight about the N-bomb? This thing that Tim Allen tried to do. Because it's got to be a white person that says exactly what Tim Allen said, but no one will believe Tim Allen when he came out and tried to make this point that, hey, if you just say the word, you take the power away from the word.
Right.
No one will listen to him about that, to Tim Allen. Someone writes, Dear Don, what about Don Rickles? No. Terry Bradshaw?
Not a chance.
No. John Cena? No. James Brown? Hello. Not white. Because the whole point of this is it has to be a white person that's going to speak about this. Hey, can you guys scroll down so I can see a couple more of these? Scroll down past James Brown.
Mel Gibson.
Mr. Rogers, he's dead. John Wooden. Bud Grant from the Minnesota Vikings. Bum Phillips. People are just writing old white NFL coaches.
Well, Billy Bush is not going to work either. No Bush.
No. Also, no on Jerry Seinfeld. No on Obama. Again, I'm sorry to break this to you, but Obama is black. No on Rick Moranis.
I'd love to see Andy Reid try it and get his face cherry red.
David Stein. Well, here's the again, we don't want to hear it.
Don, I think that I could do it easily. I could say that the N-word has no power anymore. I can do it.
This is David Stone speaking of sports. The NBA has got a lot of color in our league. We have a lot of African or American gentlemen that play our game. And frankly, what's the deal with the N-word? Is it inappropriate? I didn't mean to be inappropriate. This is David Stern.
Oh, what a terrible press conference.
David Stern speaking. Hey, white people, what's the deal with the N-word? Let me turn it over now to Jay Leno. Another bad choice. Also, please, don't even go there. Also, from the text line, I would never charge Bill Maher with something as important as that.
Not a chance.
I would rather have that D-bag Tim Allen discuss all of these racial issues than Bill Maher. Get out. And same on Alec Baldwin. You know what Alec Baldwin is good for? Those commercials where he grows the beard. That's about it.
I do enjoy hearing his voice messages to family members.
Yeah, when he called his daughter a pig.
What about Tom Hardy as Bane?
Tom Hardy, well, I'll tell you what. The N-word has no power anymore. I've taken over the N-word. I now control all the N-word. Do you feel in charge?
You know, the more I watch the movie and think about you, I wonder, Bane, how come Batman just never reached over and pulled those little tubies out of that thing that was giving you air, that thing that's over your mouth? Because in that one fight scene, he does pull those little tubes out and it sucks the energy right out of you.
That's right, because they are whippets, and if I'm not high, I cannot fight. Don, you know this. You know this. Come on. We went over this before. You're embarrassing me on the air.
So I need you to do an interview with the Tampa Bay News, like Tim Allen,
and talk about Toolman Taylor. I know him. He was with that neighbor that never showed his mouth. I wonder if he did whippets as well.
You know who might be good for this job? Would be Jim Nantz. Hi, friends.
Hello, friends.
What's the deal with the N-word, friends?
See, now he could do it. I think Jim Nantz could do it.
I'm serious. He'd be up there on the platform with Clinton. He would be.
Yes.
Hi, friends. Jim Nantz. I know a black golfer, half black, Tiger Woods, cheated on his wife. See? Racism.
I'm paying $1 million a month to that bitch ex-wife. I know how it is.
There is no racism there, friends, because white guys and black guys cheat on their wives. Mm-hmm. And me, Jim Nantz. I'm paying my bitch ex-wife $1 million a year. You think I haven't wanted to call her an expletive, friends? Jim Nantz writing that check. Once a year, I sit at my desk, at my colonial-style desk in suburban Houston. I pull out my quill and my pen. I'm wearing my George Washington outfit, my knickers.
Your what?
My knickers. K-N-I-C-K-E-R-S.
I heard it.
My shoes. Shoes with buckles on them. Mm-hmm. My three-square colonial hat. I write my John Hancock right there. Paid to the order of $1 million. Paid to the order of stupid bitch. Although, let's be honest, Jim Nantz, how stupid is your ex-wife? Not very. She got the sweet deal, did she or did she not? Have you ever heard of a guy taking it worse than Jim Nantz?
No, not at all.
He cheated on his wife. And listen, I say all of this, and this is my big disclaimer on this. Jim's a close friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I have him on the show a couple of times a year. He's a good buddy of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I would never have the balls to say this to his face, of course. But what a weak stance he had in this divorce that he went through. It was a public divorce. He was involved with, I think, a younger woman who worked for CBS, maybe. I don't know where she worked. But he was involved in something. And anyway, he just took care of it. He told his wife he'd give her $1 million a year for the rest of her life.
Well,
$1 million a year.
Who do you think had it worse, Tiger? Because Elon took $750 million.
Has $750 million.
Right, exactly. Here's why it's different. He doesn't have Tiger Woods money, and he's got Jim Nantz money,
which is $15 million.
Which is okay. Thank you, little Joe. Which is great money.
Uh huh.
But even if you're making $15 million, I got news for you. To sit there and write that check once a year, pay to the order of my ex-wife
$1 million.
I tell you what, I might be resentful towards that young wife. I might go to that young wife after I write that check and say, honey, I got news for you.
You better be doing everything.
You are my sex slave.
Give me the key to the back door.
You're my toilet.
Yes.
Yeah, Jim Nance makes $5 million a year.
Wow, good for him.
So that's horrible, though. $1 million of that goes
five,
to her.
$5
million? Maybe even more than that.
I tell you what do you think about that alimony you got to pay?
It was gruesome.
I know. And your lawyers, how about them?
They tried the best they could.
But you're paying $1 million a year, Jimmy.
They may have screwed up a number of times.
Mm-hmm. When's your next divorce going to be?
The next one.
The next one. You're going to get divorced again?
No question.
Why is that, Jim?
I've been around the block a few times.
Jim, what about this thing of giving away $1 million?
I'm excited for it.
Jim, you feel okay with that?
It was what it was.
Mm-hmm. And your ex-wives, I understand they're all having a convention?
Virtually every single one of them.
They're going to get together and they're all going to compare their $1 million checks?
It could be.
Could be. Jim, you're an idiot.
There is another very salient point.
Thank you, Jim. Love you, buddy. Hello, Terrence. How are you, Terrence?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Very well, my friend.
Hey, I just want to say, what do you guys think about Brian Wilson going to the Dodgers, man?
What do you think about my balls on your chin? Thank you.
Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that.
Thank you, my friend.
Brian Wilson could be the white guy who says the N-word.
No, not at all.
With that big old beard.
He'd have to shave. He'd have to shave first before I would even consider him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we came back from the break with Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh might be a real dark horse, no pun intended.
Or maybe Terrence is on to something here. What about an athlete, a white athlete? Is there any white athletes that can do it?
A white athlete that can talk about the N-bomb.
Peyton?
Wayne Gretzky.
Peyton Manning. Do it in his folksy way.
Yeah.
Driving behind the Buick. You know what I like the best about my Buick is when I call one of my black teammates. Hey, N-bomb.
Hello, this is Reggie Wayne.
See, it works great. P.S., that's a bad word. My pappy told that to me and my brothers when we was out playing naked football. When we was just boys. Me and my brother, or my brother Eli, mm-hmm. and my brother Tito, mm-hmm. and my sister, Your Majesty. No, wait, that's Jermaine Jackson's daughter, Your Majesty. Oh, gosh. Now, I am such an idiot. I do love the NFL so much. I am that guy, as I told you yesterday, that will watch all of the exhibition games. I will have mock fantasy drafts in my own home because I'm stupid like that.
You're actually going to have people over your house to have the draft?
He's going
to
do it by himself.
No. Mock draft by myself. I'll go online and do fake mock drafts with people.
Oh, okay.
Then when it's time for the actual draft this year, yeah, we'll be somewhere, anywhere, but my garage. I have no room in my garage.
Yeah.
That's why we're working on the pitch of the roof to make the garage bigger.
Oh, that's so right. You guys are doing renovations.
We got no room, but I'm getting ready for fantasy, and here you go. Now, I actually ranked all the stupid teams from one to the bottom. I'll just give you my top 10, though.
Okay.
Number 10 is the Redskins. Number niner, I've got Indianapolis. At number 8, oh, hold on, I've already screwed it up. Yeah. Number 10, Washington. Oh, number 9, Cincinnati. It was hard around this. I had a whole pack of teams. It was like Baltimore, the Giants, St. Louis. Okay, so it's Redskins, Cincinnati, then Indianapolis, then Houston, mm-hmm. then New England.
Mm-hmm.
And then as much as I want to put them lower, I had Atlanta at number 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm being realistic here as a Packers fan. I have the Packers at number 4.
Mm-hmm.
At number 3, Seattle. At number 2, your 49ers. And number 1, I think, has got to be the Denver Broncos, at least at this moment, looking at the season.
Before the season started.
Yes, but before it starts.
Well, Pittman and I were having a conversation. We both agree that the two best teams in the league right now are Seattle.
There you go. Call your bookies right now. I've just given it to you.
Hey, that's something that we need to do. We were talking about that outside yesterday, rolling up to Tahoe and doing a little 3-team parlay, 2-team teaser, Don.
I told you, I do. Now, I would be happy to go up to Tahoe and Reno with you and hit the machines. And
so would your wife.
And
no, party. Teaser.
No kidding, but here's the deal. I do not gamble on sports. I do not, because I am the world's biggest flipping loser at gambling on sports.
Yeah.
I mean, it's monumental. I'm not talking about like radio bets that I make. I'm talking about real life bets.
Actual putting the money down, getting the ticket in a casino.
Well, we were talking about it yesterday. I was telling you. I remember. I don't know what the year was, but it was the Super Bowl that had the Eagles and the Raiders.
The Raiders.
When Jaworski was the quarterback for the Eagles. Okay.
The Raiders.
I made a bet. $800 on the Eagles. And it was not points or anything. I just said, and this guy that I made the bet with was a hardcore bookie, okay? A lot of people in radio have gambling problems, so you're always just one step away from meeting your next enabler. So I make the bet with this guy for $800, and I wrote him a check, which, of course, was bouncy. So one night I'm coming out of work, out of the radio station, 10 o'clock at night, and this dude is waiting for me in the parking lot, and he says, "Hey, bro, you know, your check bounced." I'm like, "Oh, this is not good to hear from a bookie." So he said, "Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to follow you home right now."
Oh, dude, no. No.
"And we're going to get whatever you got." And I said, "Okay." Yeah. So I got in my car, and this dude followed me, 10:30 at night, followed me to my apartment. He came through the door. The lady of the house was sitting there watching TV.
Yeah.
She said, "Hi, who's your friend?" And there was no conversation. He went over and unplugged the TV, brought the TV out to his car.
Oh, no.
We had a stereo. He unplugged the stereo, took that. He took a bunch of tapes. He took a couple of lamps. And then he told me I still owe him something like $300. And I remember standing there in my living room looking at the spot where my TV used to be.
Just that dust spot.
Yeah, right. And looking, and I had nothing. I mean, listen, at that point, I think like I had a Sony Trinitron TV because I was an idiot like that, wasting money on a big TV. And I had like no end tables or anything. I had like boxes, like cardboard boxes that you would move in. And all I did was throw some sort of a drop cloth over them. That's what I had as far as furniture goes. I was sleeping on my floor, but I had a big-ass, beautiful TV.
Well, it was either that or catch a big-ass whipping.
Yeah, and dude, I've lost so many real-life bets like that where I thought, you know, hey, I'm the sports guy. I know what's going on. This is my team. Big loser. And plus, I find at least with football, it's the one sport I don't need to put money on the game to make it any more exciting for me.
I
don't. Plus, I'm a big flipping loser, especially like you talking about yesterday, like a trifecta. You're trying to get
three-team parlay going.
You get a parlay going. I'm the worst at that.
Hey, it's crazy, though. If you hit those first two games, it's always that third game that screws you up. But just the excitement of knowing you could win. It's not much money, but it's a couple $100 that you could win. It's fun, man. It's a great time.
I'm with Don. I was up in Vegas with some guys who are hardcore game.
Hey.
They bet big. And hello. And so I was trying.
What are they throwing down, Pittman, on a game?
Excuse me, $100 easily.
Okay,
well, dude, like, but they had 20 different parlays and things out. So I'm trying, like, act cool and do a couple of these things. Next thing you know, I'm down $800. I don't know what the hell happened. Did a game finish yet? And I lost my ass. So I don't really bet on games anymore.
And plus, look at the NFL. There are so many teams now. I mean, like when I'm doing my stupid power rankings here, there's so many teams you have no idea. Can anyone tell me, you think Minnesota's going to suck this year? I do. But I don't know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whole on any given Sunday deal.
Yeah, but when you're betting, they could kick ass on Sunday and blow your whole teaser, your parlay out of the water.
And plus, the line changes all the time. That would happen to me, too. I would make a bet with a real, like, mobbed-up guy,
mm-hmm.
and he would come to me later that week, and I would never understand why did the line change?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the line changed because there was more movement on it.
Right. As it gets closer to the game, they're always going to change.
I would never follow that crap. I've got, incidentally, on the bottom, I've got the Jets as the worst team in the league.
Jets.
Your New York football Jets.
Where is Oakland?
Oakland, I've got from the bottom. It's Jets are worst, then Jacksonville, then Buffalo, Cleveland. Oakland, there you go.
All right.
Four from the bottom.
The Raiders are going to be third
horrible.
In that division. They're going to be bad this year. Yes, I know that. But I'll still be out there.
They're going to be third in that division?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Denver will win the division. Kansas City's going to be better. I think San Diego always blows dead bear. Maybe without Norv, they're going to be
okay this
year. They'll
be fourth, and then the Raiders will be third. And the Raiders aren't going to do anything for the next couple years. I already know this.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike, my friend.
Yeah, I heard you guys bitching yesterday about people that don't like your show. What's up with that?
I don't know. Where are we bitching?
I don't even know what you're talking about. I've never got anything except positive feedback.
Someone called in, I guess, was talking about they don't like your show or whatever, and then you're saying that.
All I know is whoever it was, they were not as great as you are, dude. They were not as great a public speaker as you are. Yes?
You suck.
Oh, was it you who called yesterday?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, tough guy's back.
No, he's just mad because there's not sports on at this time. He's used to that.
Did I already give you my little rhyme yesterday? I tell you what, it's a good idea. You talk when I talk. How would that work out for you?
There's a lot of people that don't like you.
Eat me raw with a flavor straw. There's a lot of people that love me. People love my ass.
And yet, sir, this is the second day in a row you've called.
I'm beloved.
And you know what? Sacramento is like it's a support city, and they love, and you know, the blue collar. They don't want to hear this garbage. They want to hear sports. They want to hear the Sacramento Kings.
Okay, what's the big Kings news today that I should be rolling with?
Go for it.
Well, did you know that Kings owners...
Dude.
Oh, hey, listen now. You got to resort to that language? You little girl? You girl? P.S. Keep listening to me and touching yourself. Because I know you are. So his whole premise was he called to say, hey, there was a guy that called yesterday that said your show sucks.
And it was him. But
and it was him.
But he can't stop listening because he keeps calling.
It was him. Okay, I got you. Okay, I understand. Hello, here's Nate. Hello, Nate.
And Mr. Don, I just want to thank you again for a great time last
week. Oh, Nate from the State Fair wedding. There you go.
What's going on, you mutant?
Hey, Nate.
Don't call it mutant. I call it GQ Challenge.
Well said.
All right.
What?
I don't know.
A nation collectively says what?
You're speaking downs, Don.
No, he called me mutant. I call it cover of GQ Challenge.
I always thought that was named after Hugh Downs syndrome. Turns out it wasn't.
No, it's Dr. Downs.
Well, Hugh Downs was was on 2020 all those years. Mm-hmm. He was a host of Concentration. I'm Hugh Downs syndrome.
You're funny.
Thank you.
Oh,
Nate.
Hey, Nate, thank you for the message to remind me last night that Under the Dome was on. There you go. Just laugh.
So how's marriage treating you, Nate?
Better now, actually.
Yes, as the shotgun's being cocked back.
How was that first night of marital sex?
Oh, a pain in the ass.
What? Well, you shouldn't do it like that.
She strap it on or something?
That's not the way that God wants you to do it. Why was it a pain in the ass?
Well, thanks to the local media coverage, everyone was like thinking we were really married and got all these phone calls. I was like, no, trying to explain all night what really happened.
Oh, right, because we got married at the State Fair. It was covered by 13 and KCRA 3.
They didn't mention the show.
And that local public access. Yeah, so yeah. You must have felt like Lady Di driving into that concrete slab. You must have just been like, paparazzi, leave me alone.
Almost, but not that bad.
Beautiful. All right, dude. Well, listen, I'm glad that nearly a week later and your wedding is going great. How's Tiffany?
She's fine. She's at work right now.
Eating marbles.
Is this one of her 2 days at the job she works at?
Yeah, McDonald's.
Okay, well.
I'm not ashamed to say it. She's the working woman of the family.
There you go. Fries her up. All right, dude. Well, congratulations again on the wedding, and thanks for checking in.
All right, thanks, Don.
You got it, Nate. All right, everybody. That's Nate, who got married on the show just this week. Right out there at the State Fair.
Jesus.
Oh, and let me follow up on what I was talking about last hour about going to the acupuncturist and having to do something in a box.
The poop song.
I found a different poop song. I found a
this
better...
isn't the Scottish one.
No, this is not the one that we played from Scotland. This is a better one, I believe.
Optional video for families with 2-year-olds ready to do number 2.
Here we go. Maybe I can learn something here.
I feel it. I feel it.
Oh, no.
Now, Drew,
no.
Don't go getting aroused on me.
No.
Okay? You want to just hear the beginning again?
Yes, please.
Uncle Drew?
Growing Sound presents The Poop Song, an instructional video for families with 2-year-olds ready to do number 2.
Oh. Here you go, Drew.
I feel it. I feel it. I feel it.
That's my doorbell.
I know what to do when I'm about to poop. I go to the potty, pull my underwear down.
Of course you do. Of course you do with Uncle Drew. I told you it was a better poop song.
Yes, and you were right.
Sit and wait. Sit and wait. Sit and wait until the poop plops down.
This is informative.
Oh, yeah.
KHDK, your community leader.
Then I wipe and wipe till brown leaves down.
until I wipe and wipe till Brown leaves town.
Oh, dude.
I put it in the potty and flush it down.
Uh-huh. We should just have this on a continuous loop playing throughout the radio station. with the damage that's been done in the men's room.
Oh, yes.
Bye, poop.
Bye, bye, poop.
See ya, poop.
Then I pull up my pants.
Oh, don't do
wash
that.
Wash my hands. Wash my hands and do a potty dance.
Yes.
Do the potty dance?
Is it like this?
It's the duck walk out of the room.
I don't think it's the TV Lisa Gonzalez
oh,
dance.
No? Oh.
I don't think it's sorry, the Gonzalez Drew. Family out with Uriah Faber dance on the lake. Oh, there's the dance. What a kooky dance it is. Those kids are dancing.
Trying to get away.
They've pooped. Da-da-da-da.
Get it.
There you go. I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it.
Sure did.
Who knew that there was such a cottage industry of these songs for lazy parents?
Potty, potty, go!
Hey.
Hi.
It's Paige Panda and her twin brother, Parker Panda.
All of this just for the laziest parents. I mean, are you kidding me? We have to get videos now that teach our kids how to go toilet?
Mm-hmm.
How to make potty?
Paige Panda is a big girl. And Parker Panda is a big boy. They're big kids.
Whee!
Paige and Parker Panda climb trees and don't need help.
Woohoo!
Paige and Parker Panda swing on swings all by themselves. Paige and Parker...
They both make a load in their pants.
Yes, when do they start banging?
Parker Panda Woo-hoo! Like to run and jump and sing. Paige and Parker Panda can do many, many things.
Sure they can.
Paige and Parker Panda use a potty chair.
Now the boy panda is sitting on the toilet reading a book. Here you go.
Well, I like the live action one better.
Paige and Parker Panda wear big kid underwear. Paige and Parker Panda are proud of that, and so they love to shout way out loud, go, go potty, go!
Good.
Go potty, go potty, go potty, go. All right, maybe I'll get the original one. Here's the one from Scotland.
From Scotland.
The Pooh Song. And this one was actually like a Monty Python type of flavor to it, wasn't it?
Very much.
No pun intended there.
In your family need to watch their bowels. Cancer can be sneaky like a ninja on the prowl. So listen to the song and get it in their head to make sure they don't end up dead. Tell your mum, tell your dad, tell your second Uncle Vlad. There's no need to be sad. It might not be so bad when they're next on the loo. Tell them what to do. Spin yourself around and test your latest poo. Test your poo.
Test your poo.
Test your poo. Test your poo. Spin yourself around and test your latest poo.
I would love to hear Bono do a version of this. It sounds so U2-ish to me. Can't you hear it?
I can.
It's got to be with like that... what is he from? Where is he from?
He's from Ireland.
That's the Irish twang.
It's very similar.
I'm having a brain fart. Where is he from? Zimbabwe? Bono from?
He's from Ireland.
Ireland, right.
You can spot the strangest things falling out your bum.
Sweet corn.
A marble.
Seven-year-old chewing gum.
Remember that? They're talking in the song about chewing gum coming out of your bum.
And a marble.
How could that be?
Little gifts Tiffany. From stomach heaven.
I mean, I know how it could be, but please.
Many shapes. Some are big as logs. Some are small as grapes. Cancer can't be seen, so you have to take the test. It's a simple task to take. To put your mind at rest, tell your mum, tell your dad, tell
everybody.
Your second Uncle Vlad. There's no need to be sad. It might not be so bad when they're next on the loo. Tell them what to do. Spin yourself around and test your
latest poo. Check your poo. Check your poo.
Test your poo. Test your poo.
Test your poo.
Spin yourself around and test your latest poo. Test your poo. Test your poo.
But please, only your latest poo. Only the latest and greatest.
This was an actual thing in Scotland that they gave the test for colon cancer.
Yes, it was for...
And they gave you the little strips.
For bowel cancer.
In the mail.
Yeah, here's the beginning part before the song.
The test itself is very straightforward and needs just three visits to the toilet. Step one. Stick the label with your name on it onto the test kit in the area shown.
This is from whoever this was from, like from Sweden or something, where they sent this out to everybody in the country over the age of 50 that they wanted them to watch this video, this instructional video, a cartoon video on how to do a test for bowel cancer.
Mm-hmm.
wash your hands, and then get everything ready before going to the toilet.
Ready?
You'll need to take with you the test kit, two cardboard sticks, a pen, and the instruction leaflet.
And it's dinner time.
Don't open the side of the kit marked "Do not open." This must be left sealed. Step two. There are three flaps on the kit for three separate bowel motion samples to be taken on
Bowel motion.
They have to be so proper with it.
Three separate samples. Well, you got to refrigerate it in between, I hope.
Ew, right? Dude, you don't want that sitting next to the eggs.
On the windowsill by the fresh pie that Ma just made.
And the Yoo-hoo.
Poo-sickle.
Three separate visits to the toilet. So the first time you use the kit, you should peel back the first flap only.
Right.
You'll see two small windows on which first samples. Step three. Collect your first sample.
Oh.
It's important that your bowel motion has never been in contact with the water in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So a good way to do this is to catch it on toilet paper folded and held in your hand.
A good way to ensure you're never going to have an erection again.
Now, there's no way that you can pull this off in your own house, can you?
No.
Can you do this?
Doing this exercise where you put the toilet paper in? No.
Because you're a crumpler anyway.
And plus, you're squatting and you're catching.
Hand wrapped in a plastic bag. Alternatively, you may prefer to catch it in a clean, disposable container.
You go from across the room.
Or egg carton.
Like Hi-Li. Here, catch.
Use a stick to take a small sample of your bowel motion, about the size of a pea, and spread it on the first small window.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, at that point, we have to take a break for some words from our sponsor. Don Geronimo right here on KHTK. Drew, this is a social experiment.
All right.
That's what they're calling this, a social experiment. With a woman on the street asking 100 guys if they want to have sex with her. And she is a good-looking woman. Here it is. Here is the experiment. It's from whatever.com.
Hi, my name is Andrea, and today we're going to be doing a little social experiment, and I'm going to be asking people to have sex with me.
Do you want to have sex with me?
Honey, you are okay, or you have any...
Come
on,
okay.
Get out of here. You're going to be in jail for these funny things, you know? I'm going to call the police now.
We got to call it, you guys.
What are the odds? The very first time she gets like the stereotypical Italian guy. Mamma mia, papa pia, baby ate some diarrhea. Get out of here, kids.
Something wrong with you.
Something wrong.
Yeah.
Him again.
Approach the guy.
You said it was from whatever.com?
Yeah, hold on. YouTube.com/whatever/whatever.
I like to see what you got in your camera.
Yeah. Talk to my phone real
quick. Okay. This is a big offense, you know? This is no China or wherever you're from.
Oh, the very second guy that she asked was a cop. Now, of course, you ask a cop who's wearing his uniform.
That's soliciting. You know,
that's right. That's what he's saying.
She offered to me a service. You can go to jail for be funny.
Would you have sex with me?
Oh, my God.
Yes? No? Ready, please? You can just kind of lay there, and I'll just do my thing.
Mm. Why not?
And she's got little Daisy Dukes on, and she's got the shirt showing the bare midriff.
What does she look like?
She's a good look. Come over, take a look at her. Come over here, take a look at her. She's a good looking.
She look like someone Brandon will hire.
Let's go.
I mean, does she look like the next winning person on the KCK sales staff? Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful.
I just want to ask you guys if you would be down to have sex with me.
Both of us. I will definitely have sex with you.
Literally right now.
Where do you want to go?
Joking. Your house is right over there.
I'll go with you right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Are you down?
Yeah, why not?
Want to have sex?
That dude that was holding the guitar. He's the all-American boy, isn't he? Yes, I'll have sex with you right now.
Right now. Where do you want to go? Yeah, she's very attractive.
She is.
Sex with me.
Well, since she's my girlfriend.
Oh, you guys are together?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, so no?
No, that answer is yes.
Have sex with me?
Yeah.
My house is right over there.
I don't know if this is serious. Would you like to hang out with us first?
Not
really.
Do
you want to just go do it right now?
Yeah, it'll be really quick, 15 minutes.
That's totally fine with me.
Okay.
Okay, good man.
That's awesome. That's like a 15-year-old kid. And you should have seen his arms going out of control when he's saying, sex right now?
Let's go.
Yes.
All right, ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
I better not be getting robbed right now.
Let me know if this is too forward, if you would have sex with me.
Hold on, I'm on the... Mom, can I call you back? Okay.
Sorry, I know, on the phone with your mom. Sorry.
Where's the camera?
It's in my house.
I'm gonna have to respectfully decline. I'm sorry.
You want to have sex with me?
Are you out of your mind?
Maybe a little bit.
You've been drinking?
In kind of the best way. Oh, nope, I'm completely sober.
You out of your mind.
In the best kind of way.
You come to my house once.
Okay. Oh, is this your dad?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had a quick question for you.
Yeah.
I was just walking around. I was just like, from across the street. I was just curious if maybe you'd want to have sex with me.
No.
You want to have sex with me.
Are you... What?
Yes. I'm serious. Like, my house is, like, right there.
Good, honey.
All right, I'm down.
Okay, let's do it.
Every guy that looks like Beavis and Butthead thus far has said okay.
Yes, and they're always looking around.
They know. They're looking for the camera. Mm-hmm. And then when she says, my place is right around the corner.
I'm like, forget it.
Here we go.
Will you have sex with me?
I can't.
Maybe you'd want to have sex with me.
Yes.
Want to have sex with me?
No.
Maybe. No?
Yeah.
Maybe you wanted to have sex with me.
That's a couple.
Oh, you guys are dating?
Yeah. Sorry.
You guys can do rock, paper, scissors.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
They really said, do rock, paper, scissors. All right, now, so here's asking 100 girls to have sex. Okay, here's the guy.
So, for the girls, 50-50.
Yeah, the 50-50. And now here's a guy. Same deal. YouTube, whatever. A good-looking guy who's just going to go up to women and ask for sex.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Would any one of you three be interested in having sex with me? Would you like...
See, and part of the problem is, being a guy, he's approaching it like a guy. I can tell you right away, there's too much language being used. When there's, hey, among you three...
Just wondering.
Because the woman is just very simple. She walks right up, hi. Would you have sex with me?
Yeah, she's very blunt and straightforward. Now, is he asking good-looking women, or is he asking big fat pigs?
Well, that was only the first three. They were okay.
Okay.
Now he's out on the beach where there's a couple of very nice women who are sunbathing.
All right. To have sex with me?
No, sorry.
You're just really pretty, so.
That's very direct. No, I'm fine. No, I'm good.
She's a very hot lesbian. She says, no, I'm gay. She's cute. Mm.
We both have boyfriends. Otherwise, we would.
We definitely would.
We would. I don't know about that. Maybe.
You know, in hearing this, I would think, this guy's got to be thinking, every time that a girl doesn't just give him a flat-out no, you know, it's like Jim Carrey. So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah, there's a little hesitation in a couple of these ladies' voices.
Because I noticed a lot of them are looking around and they're doing like the happy dance a little bit, like, well, I don't know.
It could be fun.
I can't do that.
Perhaps.
Like, right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So maybe later, though?
Hey, this is kind of random, but I was just wondering if either of you would be interested in having sex with me. Like, do you want to have sex with me?
Oh, dude. She just threw the coffee in his face. They were like sitting outside of a Starbucks.
Rosie the Riveter.
Either of you want to have sex with me?
No, sorry.
Now, I also got to be honest, it looks like he's in a very gay neighborhood. He's walking up to a lot of lesbians, a lot of girls that play for the other team.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Yes.
All of you?
Let me just also say this. I think perhaps I did you, the listening audience, a disservice when I said it was a good-looking guy. Okay? He's not the best-looking man I've ever seen. I mean, comparatively speaking, the woman is a definite POA.
Mm-hmm.
The guy looks like he could be driving the KHTK van.
Just a regular dude.
He's just a dorky-looking guy.
So it's not me.
Yeah, oh, absolutely it's not you, little Joe.
Are you the mom?
I am.
Because this is a very ethnically diverse
what are you saying?
Group, so I'm just...
Makes you wonder who my husband is, doesn't it?
Well, maybe. Yeah, anyways, any of you be interested in having sex with me?
No, thanks.
No, thank you. No. Would you be interested in having sex with me?
Probably not. Just because I'm having sex with her, so...
Another lesbian.
Another lesbian. And the score there is now it's 19-0. He's been turned down by chicks 19 times.
Well, I thought I heard a couple yeses in there. That one girl that he talked to just didn't want to do it.
No, they just said, oh, if I didn't have a boyfriend, but that's still a no.
It's 19 down. And, you know, I think we have to delete that.
I got it.
To delete that.
But hey, congratulations, Deuce. You're now that guy.
Hello, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, medium energy is back. Hey, if she had asked me if I wanted to have sex, I would have just told her, hey, baby, I was going to spend this $100 at the Red House, but it is what it is.
Hey, Aaron. Dude, are you at all aware, maybe we weren't going to ask the same question. Were you at all aware how hated you are among my black listeners?
Well, you know what? As the saying goes, you know, players do what they want, haters do what they can. So, you know, I didn't know I was going to be such a sub-celebrity. But, you know, Don, it's all about you.
Let me just say I'm getting a bullet to know. White people hate you as well, not just black people. White people hate you, too.
Absolutely. I love the Don Geronimo show. Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. What were you going to say?
Yeah. I was just going to ask him that he's, you know, why? What does he do during the day? That's all I wanted to know.
Siesta time.
Well, Drew, you know the answer.
Medium energy black.
I wanted him to tell me.
Right. You know what? You know his routine is: middle of the day, Judge Judy, Don Geronimo show. Yes. Get yourself a 40.
Apply to ITT Tech.
Call one of your kids.
Yes. Be denied for a credit card.
Hey, easy, everybody.
Check your credit.
That's what he's doing during the day.
Easy, everybody.
Would either of you want to have sex with me?
I'm good, thanks.
You're good, thanks.
I'm all right.
So are you indicating that blacks don't have good credit, little Joe?
No, not at all.
Well,
just every once in a while, I get one of your jokes, and I try to dig to the center, like you go to the center. What's in the middle of a Tootsie Roll pop?
It's a deep, dark soul.
That was the question when I was a kid. That was the marketing campaign for Tootsie Roll Pops. What's in the, how many? Or I know what it was. How many licks does it take you to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll
and
Pop?
And it was that owl.
Two.
How many licks?
Three.
Come on.
That's a Lil' Kim song.
Lick it. Or do what I would do. Just bite it. I would always just bite the Tootsie Roll Pop right in half and wait for that that big chunk of goodness right in the middle there. It was like a chocolatey peach pit.
Yes, it was.
It was.
What was your favorite?
It was like being with Queen Latifah. a chocolatey peach pit. To hold every nook and cranny.
You know,
she is like a walking a Thomas's English muffin.
You laugh.
I love Queen Latifah.
You laugh, but I would.
Oh, are you kidding me? I would push you out of the way to be first for Queen Latifah.
I'd climb that mountain.
Mm. Hey, dude, for a very long time, she's been on my list. Right up there.
I think she's very attractive.
Biscuits and gravy.
Just saying, dude.
Homemade biscuits and
gravy.
That's
what I'm saying.
Homemade from her private area.
little Dana Owens on you.
No.
No, you know what? She's got her own Bob Evans restaurant right down there. Right down there.
Does she?
She does. Full service, man. Full service Bob Evans restaurant. Right down there in Queen Latifah's underpants.
Mm. No.
And Dr. Freud, I don't even really know what that means. Except you can get breakfast 24 hours a day. Inside Queen Latifah's big old grandma underpants.
Little mini cowboy hat. Right on the top.
You know, I bet that naked, that would be, I can't even imagine Queen Latifah naked.
Why are we trying
Dude,
to?
I do all the time.
Pittman.
Stop it.
Like, how much is tied up in a corset? You know what I mean?
Like put together and it just kind of like
if you pulled on that string.
It's like a mudslide.
She's starting just to flow out of that thing.
The woolly mammoth that she played in Ice Age is probably exactly what she looks like naked.
Dude,
listen, I got news for you. I'm with Drew on this. I would absolutely saddle up to the table for Queen Latifah. I would be King Latifah.
No doubt about it. Please. I'm with you, Donnie.
I would be Prince Latifah. Hmm. I would be Royal Baby Latifah. Oh, here's Aaron, low energy black. Hello, Aaron.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Is this Aaron from Baltimore?
Yeah.
Dude, why do you hate medium energy black so bad?
No, I'm on vacation. I had to leave P.F. Chang when I heard his... No, we don't hate on you, son. We hate you.
All right. Get back to your P.F. Changs.
That's awesome.
Son?
That Aaron is, he's kick-ass,
I like
man.
Him. He's
he
good.
Is.
I like all the Aarons. All the high energy, medium energy, low energy. All those guys. All those guys named Aaron. I'm getting back now to the guy asking girls to have sex. That's all what this is.
You've made our date.
You know, I don't know if this was, and I guess this is real life, but I would imagine you would get out of, there's been 21 women that have turned him down this far. You would think that he would get one over the top. Like, are you out of your mind? You want to have sex with me? Screw you, pal.
Well, he did with the girl in the coffee.
Yeah, I forgot that. I'm sorry. I'm just being painted by all these women that are just putting their hands up and they're like, oh, you silly devil.
But let's see, since he's being rejected so often, let's hear if his confidence is...
I am getting the vapors over here from you talking about me.
It's evaporating.
You kind squire, which is how I picture Queen Latifah talking to me. Oh, kind squire, service me.
Hear he.
Oh, squire, get yourself a tray and fill it up at the Bob Evans restaurant in my underpants.
Dude, I've thought about it a lot.
About Queen Latifah?
Yeah. That would be such a fun ride.
I think
just
so.
For one night.
I think so. She would kill you. She would she would wreck you.
And that's how I would want to go out.
You would come out having to wear those leg braces like Forrest Gump had to wear. Really, you would. She would just wreck you for the rest of your life.
Anything she wanted.
And Queen and I, we like peas and carrots. Yeah.
Is she with you, any of you guys?
No.
Do you want to have sex with me?
No.
Would any of you five girls, and maybe you too, I guess,
I count.
Why not? Would either any of you be interested in having sex with me?
No, absolutely not.
I have a boyfriend.
Maybe. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
That's a really aggressive statement.
Yeah. You know, and it's the way that the women are answering too. Some of them are laughing about it. Some of them are just like, oh, I don't know.
Yes, because this is their chance to actually say no, and they've never been asked this question before in their entire life. And they're like, oh, no, not at all.
Anyway, that's all online. I'm going to have a link to that on my Facebook. I've already got the link up there. And then they do it more. It's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.com/whatever, asking girls for sex and asking guys for sex. They're saying that is, in fact, some sort of social experiment. You know, I don't know. I just don't know how realistic it is. Like I said, I thought it was. It had a lot more relevance with when she was out there doing it, because you get so caught off guard, like, what, a woman's just asking me to have sex? Well, the guy would be out there like, hey, any of you five women folk want to have sex with me?
Yeah, you just said it. That's it. She was right to the point. Yeah. And he was very wordy.
It was wordy. Dear Don, what about Monique naked? Not so much. Not like Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah's got that look to her. She's very classy, in my opinion. She's
are you playing? Is this Queen Latifah?
This is Queen Latifah, yes.
This is Mamas and Papas.
I'm not crazy about her music.
No.
I would love to see her with her top off, though. Her and Oprah. There's some tig old biddies right there.
I'm drawing the line there.
Oh, that would be like dying and going to boob heaven. Having Oprah and Queen Latifah standing in front of you taking off their bra like Jenny and Forrest Gump. There's another Forrest Gump reference for you.
Did you see Queen Latifah is in this new movie with Forrest Whitaker called The Butler?
Butler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Butler. Hi, everybody. This is Queen Latifah. When I'm in Sacramento, California, I always listen to Drew Hoffa's.
Yeah.
Because he puts out cigarettes on my forehead.
Hey.
He is the blackest white man I ever met.
Him and
Tim Allen. This is Queen Latifah, everybody. Doesn't she have a? Doesn't she? Hello, this is Grant Napier.
Did you hear Grant the other day?
Yes.
When he went on accident.
When the button was left. My apologies to Grant. Didn't do that on purpose. I love listening to the beginning of his show. There he goes.
Hey, it's Grant Napier. Hey, what the hell's going on in here? Why are my headphones so loud? What's wrong with this microphone? Anyway, Queen Latifah.
Let me turn that off. Queen Latifah has a new talk show, right? She got like a daytime show coming out.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
I think it's going to be an advice show, not like Who's My Daddy Baby show. We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody, with much more on the Mighty Mighty KHTK. God damn, it's hot in here.
It is hot. It's hot.
71.
I've been doing that lately. It's just in time for 10 o'clock. Mm. Right when you're about ready to leave, boom. Oh, it's 85 degrees. That's fine.
Mm. Or 71.
Man, it's warm in here.
Whatever.
Didn't they tell us yesterday, Joe, that they were going to put those protective things on so other people couldn't touch the thermostat thing?
Yeah, Don, but we've been told a bunch of stuff for many months now.
Don.
So.
There was kind of a yeah.
Well, no, it's just that it's a really annoying. It's an annoying subject to me, Dave. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't blame you.
I don't want Dennis coming sleeping on my floor unless he wants.
I got an air mattress.
Get Chip's anal glands.
Hey, you want something off the hot plate? How about some beans and toast?
Hey, Dennis.
Can you imagine popping Dennis's anal gland?
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Let's roast a marshmallow.
I like the thought that Joe's got a hot plate.
Yes.
That Joe's just got a hot plate.
Yeah.
And I like you picking up on it. Earlier today, I said I'd love for Dennis and Joe to be eating beans together.
Let me get Chip's food off the hot plate. All right, our turn.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
How about some tuna and beans?
How you doing, Joe? Hey, Joe, join the show. Don't just give me a thumbs up. Get on the microphone. How you doing, Joe?
I have a stove and an oven. Even though I live in Citrus Heights.
I have a stove and an oven.
You ever been to Motel 6?
I've been to Motel 6. You can get laid at the Denny's. You can get an omelet to go and a hoe to.
Moon's over my hammy and getting laid.
Meat lovers means more than just the grill.
An omelet to go in a
hoe. I have an oven. And a stove.
Use my hot plate.
You're welcome. Stay over, Dennis.
The damn stove doesn't work for some reason. I'm not very good with buttons.
I use it for the heater.
Weekends here, have a can of hot plate.
Weekends here, have a can of beans.
There you go. I eat better than that.
I caught a possum last week. It's good.
On the hot plate.
Still in the freezer.
Caught a skunk and a turkey a while.
Don't forget, I had on a Charlie Brown shirt yesterday.
See, he does eat better than that. He has his Santa Fe turkey burger free gift card right here.
I got a card
for free Santa Fe burger. And eat it on my house, on my floor of my house.
Give that to the dog.
Hey, Chip, like bring me your anal gland.
Hey, you know what? Dave, why don't you come on up and you can do it for me because he's due for an appointment.
No, thank you, Joe. But good, but very entertaining comments.
He got angry at you, Dave. I like it when you get kind of assertive there with Dave. Hey, Dave, hey, why don't you come do something about it?
Then I'm going to knock you down the stairs.
Stairs?
What?
I don't have stairs.
Come on.
I don't have stairs.
I'm going to burn you with my plate.
Well, Dave, I don't have stairs. Let's take a call.
What was that?
Is
he doing me?
Yes.
He's doing Siskel and Ebert now. It's Siskel and Ebert.
He's doing his damn impression.
This was...
Hey, hold on. You don't want to make
Let's take a call. You know what? I've got a couple minutes left in the show. It's 12:04, but let's take a call, Joe.
This is a magic day.
Joe's
breaking out his impression of Dave.
Oh, my God. That is
There's
awesome.
Some anger in that impression, I think.
You come do the anal glands, Dave. You went down the wrong road with me, man.
Carmichael, Dave.
Don't condescend to me, man. I'll kill you.
I have to do another goddamn Bissler's read.
Hold on. Let me play a fourth Dave commercial in a row.
Clark Harrison Rush again? Goddamn.
Three in a row is not good enough. Let's do four. Let's do a whole break. Oh, those two sponsors are exactly the same. Let's play back to back.
Let's take a call. You know, Dustin, can you give me a guest? I've only had four on past 90 minutes. I have to talk to Mike Source about getting me some more segments so I can have more guests. Carmichael Dave. I told you about how I was hanging out with Lisa Gonzalez. She's awesome.
You're killing us. Little Joe sounds like
Joe's dying in there.
You got tuberculosis over there, Joe.
He's literally killing me.
You gotta save some of that.
Carmichael Dave here. Another goddamn commercial.
I don't think that's very funny.
Oh, gosh. Fathom.
Weekends here, have a can of beans.
Yeah, Carmichael Dave here. Let's talk about Uriah Faber. Again. And then we'll have
he's killing in the other room.
He's got a whooping cough in there. Yeah.
That's Little Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
Have I mentioned the UFC in the past 90 seconds?
Oh, Key Rice. Yeah. What's next, Phantom?
We had some Rick Santorum stuff, but it doesn't seem to fit in right now.
Who the hell's he? So it doesn't matter to me, Joe Arringer.
Don't piss me off, man. I'll take
me, Dave Carmichael.
I mean, Dirty Jay.
Hey, Jay. Good guy, Jay.
How you doing?
Hey.
I had some funny jokes today, didn't I?
I had some really good ones. They'll make your whole week.
There was that one about the hole. That was an awesome one. It's about your butthole.
Yeah, but it's got a double entendre.
It's a big old butthole. I heard Bobby Slayton on your show today. You without a lot of money. Yeah.
You guys were doing Dueling Jays for a while.
Yeah, we were in the hallway.
Really good.
Super big. Be something extra in your envelope this week, Slow Joe. Well, thank you, Jay.
I'm Carmichael Dave.
I'm Carmichael Dave.
It's Jay Leno giving you some beans. Beans, the bags go free. The more you eat, the more you don't. Fart it up, Joe. Fart it up. Here's some text. Dave, you just got owned by Slow Joe.
I did, and it's horrible.
And there you go. Oh, my God. Joe doing Dave is the best thing I've ever heard.
I love it.
Yeah, sure. Phantom High, what's next?
Hi, Don. Thousands of people, including
Carmichael Dave here. Sean Salisbury's coming on for the fourth time this hour. He's great. He's a great friend of mine. I really love it. I love it when he comes on four times an hour because then I can do less.
Oh. Oh, Joe.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Joe. Joe did something right. Just let him have that corner of the store.
He could have that corner every day.
He could have it all the time.
He could have that for the last 15 minutes of this show every day.
Joe found a little niche. Good for him. It's tough.
Are you out, Joe? Or can I go?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Carmichael Dave. If the Kings go to Seattle, I'm leaving. I'm going to be Prince William Dave. I still work for CBS on JFK.
Jesus Christ, we ought to switch.
Talk about Wizards.
We ought to switch.
Carmichael Dave. I mean, Loudoun County Dave talking about the Wizards.
Oh, Joe break the mic, dude, is me for 2 hours. See how that works. Yeah. I just go back there and F up buttons.
Good comeback, Dave.
I had to get that in there, didn't you, Dave?
Good comeback, Dave.
Let him sit in here for a while. It's good.
Yeah, this is Carmichael Dave. What button were you talking about?
Hey, Dave, how's my ass taste? It's February now, the month of Slow Joe. It might be the
what
year
about
of
Craig.
It's the year of the Craig.
Year of the Craig, month of the
year
Joe.
Year of the Craig, month of the Joe.
Month of the Joe.
Just day of the Joe.
I'm counting.
Yeah.
Okay, Phantom, let's try to get another story here.
No problem. Thousands of people, including KRMG News, got an email from the state of Oklahoma yesterday announcing an award that would be given out, but it's not good news. It was clearly a horrible mistake from the Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner's Office. The email was sent to the media and people who are to attend the 2012 National Tornado Preparedness Summit next month in Oklahoma City. The Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner's Office sent out the email that laid out a variety of awards that would be given out, like the Governor's Award, which was given to an individual organization that made an outstanding contribution to the cause of tornado preparedness, response, recovery, or research. Also given out the Insurance Commissioner's Award, presented, and this is what was in the email, to the girl with the biggest T's.
Yeah, I like big T's. It's Joe Arringer. I love the fitty talk. How about you, Dave?
I want to hear from Dave now.
How about
you, Dave?
There it is. Okay.
Stay tuned after the Don Drama Show. Dante Green, my guest in studio, again. He's a great friend of mine, though.
If we can somehow get the phones to work and actually, you know, run stuff.
You know, I don't recall having you on my show, Carmichael Dave. Let's talk about Star Trek. And that song that, you know, the Hulk walked into the sunset with, Love Story, yeah. Great song.
I forgot that. You know the song that Hulk walks into the sunset with, the Bill
Every
Bixby
week,
song.
Yes.
Now, Don, have a bucket of AIDS.
Don't forget, there's a standard comeback, and everything is balls, though, too.
Yes, balls, AIDS.
Balls, and I'm working on a great promotion.
Drive safely.
Carmichael, Dave, and you, the listener, we're going to take a bus to the Coldplay show in Santa Fe.
San Jose, Joe.
Gay Bay.
Going east to the Gay Bay.
East, of course. And then all the way, though, so we don't ruin the concert, we'll listen to Maroon 5.
Jesus Christ, when did Joe get this entertaining?
My guest.
This is awesome.
It's Sean Salisbury again.
He's like better at this than any other part of his job.
I know he was just on 4 minutes ago, but the guy's got a passion you're going to want to hear after the break.
He's got Craig and Joe dying.
Kiss Bob Bisla on the lips and tell him Carmichael Day said.
Noodles would have walked out like an hour ago, by the way.
You gotta see how lazy Joe gets when he's doing his thing. He's kicking his feet up. He's throwing the mic around.
I find not making eye contact makes the impression better, though. I just kind of close my eyes and hear myself.
What do you say, Dave?
Have I mentioned Lisa Gonzalez? She's great. We're supposed to stuff tacos. She's great. I wish my wife would clean. But you know. Hey, let me tell you about Groundhog Day. It's a carnival of rape, can't you see?
Joe has worked hard on this.
51 after the
down.
Hour. Sean Salisbury coming up in 15 seconds. Uriah Faber after that. I'll probably say 9 words.
Christ, I'm dying here. I swear I'm dying.
Hey, have you gotten your Club 50 bracelet? I got a trash bag full of those things. I wish you people would stop by and come and get some. Carmichael Day. You know, I was just thinking. I was just thinking about how. Dustin, give me another guest. I mean, I'm thinking something to say. You know. I'm not going to get down on the Maloof brothers, but, you know, they've done a lot for our town. Sean Salisbury coming up. Let's go to the phones. Carmichael Dave.
There was like no reason for me to crack the mic at 10.
We could just play this 10.
Yeah, just let it go. 10, you tell me that's not going to pull better? Straight.
Oh, Wait. I forgot.
What?
I forgot. Club 50. Question of the day. Dustin gave this to me, so it's probably wrong.
That's true.
If I would actually
spot on.
Maybe consult my smartphone and get my own trivia, but then I wouldn't have any reason to rag on Dustin. Club 50, anyway. 1971 World Series. One of the outfielders forgot to wear his jock strap. We'll come back. Oh, you know, wait a minute. But you're speaking of jock. I know we got to go to break, and we got to do the sports update at the top of the hour. But if you just let me go to 59, I'm sure we can get those 4 minutes of commercials in before the top of the hour. I mean, Steve Goss isn't even in the studio.
Key raised.
Okay. That Harry Potter was some movie. Anyway, coming back with Club 50.
Dude, I can just go home, right? I mean, I'm done. My week's over. That's it. I start my weekend early. Just run the board. Do me.
Before we go to break, though, I'd like to just a couple more things. Sandy Sheedy is a bitch.
There you go.
All wrinkly and old.
Agreed.
Sean Salisbury coming up. for his fourth interview of the day.
Of the day.
Of the day.
Of the day.
11:40 the fan.
Phantom?
Yeah.
I never thought, boy, we didn't do much news. You got one or two more?
Well, I thought we'd look at the movies coming out this weekend.
Oh, I love looking at the movies.
We got some pretty good ones, it looks like. Number one, of course,
yes,
is Rachel McAdams and Channing Tatum playing newlyweds who get in a car accident that damages her memory. She doesn't remember him at all. It's The Vow.
The Vow. Have I seen the ads for this? Maybe
yes,
I have.
Yes, you have, yeah.
Maybe I have.
It's based on a true story. And so I'll just
I thought it was like a romantic comedy when I've seen it.
Well, it kind of is, because she loses her memory, so she forgets that she was married to this guy or engaged to this guy, and he has to make her fall in love with him all over again.
I don't like it. Welcome to At the Movies. This is Joe Arndinger along with my buddy Carmichael Dave. How many anal glands do you give that movie, Dave?
Carmichael Dave here. The Club 50.
Uh-huh.
What Kings game from 1992 would you like to see on Comcast? Carmichael Dave, 11:40 the fan.
Why don't you come back and ask a really long question? Ask like a 3-minute long question.
You know, Dante, you've played basketball probably. Probably, I'm thinking probably since you were like, when you were a kid, you were probably a big fan of basketball. And then as you grew older and you grew taller, you realized, hey, maybe this is something I can do. Dante, I'm going to ask you, as you were growing older and you began to play basketball, obviously you played in high school and then eventually you're a professional basketball player. What I want to ask you right now is, have you ever been to Bisla's? Because they make the best onion rings.
Ever.
But you've got to have your Club 50 bracelet. Dustin can get you one. He's got a trash bag full of them back in the office. Carmichael Dave, kiss Bob Bush on the lips and tell him Carmichael Dave sent you.
Back to the movies, Phantom.
Yes, number two, Journey to the Mysterious Island.
What
this
is that
the one
about?
With The Rock. Some kid is getting some from his
like
grandfather.
Is that where The Rock was? Is that why he was on SportsCenter?
Yeah, that's why he's been on all this stuff. Michael Caine's is the grandfather in the
don't
show.
Don't want to see that one either.
You don't want to see? Okay, no. Number three is the movie that I want to see. So, warning, Safe House with Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds.
I go to almost every one of Denzel Washington's movies. They're all good. He's like the modern day Gene Hackman. He just does 3 or 4 movies a year. This one looks pretty good.
Yeah, he's the most notorious traitor in the CIA, a former agent turned sociopath, and Ryan Reynolds has got to go bring him in. So that should be pretty good.
And as we mentioned yesterday in this time, it has waterboarding in it.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
He underwent the waterboarding.
If you're
himself.
A fan of waterboarding like I am, go see this movie. I give it 2 boards up.
Okay. And lastly, this weekend,
Carmichael Day, what's the deal with waterboarding? I think I could do it. I can hold my breath. I've been, you know, I quit smoking for a week. I can hold my breath for 4 hours. Sean Salisbury next after the break, 11:40 the fan.
Here's the thing. How do we make your show this good every day?
God, just let me go home. Let him do the show for 2 hours. I'm serious.
Joe Scott Peterson right now, and you're lazy.
I'm telling you. I'll wear it.
You'll wear
all day.
What? You'll wear what?
I'll wear the whole thing. Let him do the show. He's good. Let him do the show for 2 hours. What do you need me here for? I'll go home. Let me start my weekend early.
How you doing over there, Dave?
Carmichael, Dave! We're gonna go. Ron Artest.
I can't get Ron anymore. I can't get Ron.
We're gonna go to Bisla's.
All right, Phantom, we gotta finish this up now.
Well, just the last movie coming out this weekend on Star Wars Episode I: The Phantom Menace in 3D.
I'm gonna give that
Lucas
a thumbs
yesterday.
A thumbs up, except for Jar Jar Binks. I think it might be an interesting movie to see in the old D3.
Except Jar Jar.
No. Except for Jar Jar Binks.
George Lucas says, quote, "There are two kinds of 3D. One is behind the screen, and the other is the traditional effect of 3D, which is where they poke things in your face. I'm not a big believer in the poking things in your face.
You like things poked in your face, Dave. That's what Dante told me. And Bob Bisla.
I hope so, because Joe just poked one big one in your face, Dave.
It's a good way to end the week, man. Well, at least I got 2 hours. Tune in. Tune in for a parody of myself as me doing myself for 2 hours with Joe running the board behind me. Keeping the show together.
Let me see if Tandem, hold on. Every phone line is ringing right now. Hello, Chewy. Good morning, Chewy.
Hey, great interview yesterday with Chris Webber. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, see, come on.
All right, come on. I waited for that. Please. Hello, Jim. Good morning, Jim.
What's up, guys?
Hi, buddy.
You guys got me. That's great radio. I'm speechless. I'm in tears. You know what? I've been listening to you for a long time, Don. Over a decade.
Yeah.
Slow Joe, you finally made it to California.
Congratulations. You only been working here 6 months. You finally did something good on the show.
Carmichael Dave here. Thanks for the love, Sacramento. But if we don't keep the Kings, I'm going to Alaska, Anchorage. I'll be Anchorage Dave.
Hello, Darren. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, Don, make him stop. He's killing you.
I can't. I'm waiting for Dave to pull the noodles here, and I know Dave won't. Dave will never go running out of the room like, this is not a funny bit.
This is not funny.
That bit.
Hey, man, he's got it. What do you want? I'll just spread and take it.
Something tells me he might have another one over there. How about you, Carmichael Dave? How you doing, Dave? Hey. Carmichael Dave! 1140 The Fan. Here we stay, and what I mean by that is I'm not going to break because Sean Salisbury is coming up. And after that, you are Uriah Faber. We'll talk about his next drug test failure.
Wait, what?
That's wrong
fighter. Yeah, wrong guy, dude.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Dustin, you know, nobody pays any attention. Dustin will just put anything up there. I'll read anything he says. Carmichael Dave.
I like when Carmichael Dave cracks himself up.
Once I pull my head out of Lisa Gonzalez's ass, I'm going to stick it up Grant Napier's. I don't even know what that means, but, you know, if Lisa were here, I'd ask her a question.
What would it be? Too long.
Well, it would be, you know, Lisa, she's on, you know, Good Day Sacramento, Channel 13, and even though we're not supposed to during the show, during Don's show, we watch and then we comment during the breaks. And so I would ask her, I'd say, you know, being that you've been on the show and my show, you know, because I have a radio show and you're on the television show. Yeah. Carmichael Dave here.
maybe we're running out of gas.
What's better? What's better, being on TV or my show, Lisa? And I know what you're going to say. All right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.